Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. We're live at Radio Row, day four, San Francisco, California. If I can be honest with everybody, it's freezing in this room right now. My guy John Romero's here in a T-shirt. I mean, we're going to have to take him to the hospital after this. My guy's going to have frostbite or something here. It is crazy cold. Bill Zimmerman's here in a full suit. He looks great. He's freezing. I had to put my jacket on because I'm freezing. It has to be 64 degrees in this room right now. And this is how I know I'm getting older, because normally 64, perfect temperature for me. Now I like it like 74. I guess I'm an old man. Talking sports here with you. You Better You Bet on this Thursday, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And on this Thursday morning in the world of sports is alive. And we're going to get to all the big stories, and we're going to be joined by some absolutely incredible guests, as per usual. How about 20 minutes from now, Indianapolis Colts star receiver Michael Pittman will join us on You Better You Bet, and I'm going to ask Michael Pittman if he wants Daniel Jones back as his starting quarterback this season. We'll be joined by Carolina Panthers wide receiver, I believe, by the time we come on the air tomorrow on Friday, he will be the newly minted Offensive Rookie of the Year. Teteroa McMillan stops by 20 minutes from now. Good Morning Football's Manti Te'o. WWE champion CM Punk, who's main eventing WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. CM Punk will stop by. A very entertaining conversation on the way with Niners wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. And amongst the topics with Kendrick Bourne, him eliminating Tyler, Femi, and myself from Survivor this past year early in the season in that Niners-Rams Thursday night game. You are going to love Kendrick Bourne's response to that, and also his take on the electrical substation by the Niners practice facility, and if he thinks that is the reason for the Niners injuries year after year. Action Network NBA writer Matt Moore will stop by. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, best bets for Super Bowl 60. Ariel Epstein and Kelly Stewart, best bets for Super Bowl 60. Pro Football Hall of Fame running back Emmett Smith. And my good friend, host of Westwood One Sports, the great Scott Graham. Before we get to the amazing guests, starting next segment here in hour number one on this Thursday, we got some big stories to touch on in sports. NBA trade deadline, 3 o'clock Eastern today. And it feels like Giannis Antetokounmpo is not going to get traded. Now, that can change in between now and 3 o'clock Eastern today on Thursday. But by all the accounts from all the NBA insiders, feels way more likely that Giannis will get dealt this summer than he will by 3 o'clock Eastern today. Which would be like, if we're being candid, like you go to a steakhouse and you're really excited to get a bone-in ribeye and they tell you, well, we have no meat, so enjoy this piece of salmon. Wow, what a great NBA trade deadline coming up without Giannis. Really exciting. So we'll see when Giannis gets moved. Looks more likely to be the summer. I do think Ja Morant will get dealt today by the Memphis Grizzlies. Writing's on the wall for Ja in Memphis after the trade of Jaren Jackson Jr. to the Utah Jazz. Maybe Ja gets sent to Sacramento. We shall see. But barring a true stunner of a trade, it feels like most of the big stuff has probably already happened. And we did get a couple huge trades yesterday after we went off the air at noon Eastern on Wednesday here on You Better You Bet. And the big takeaway from yesterday in the NBA, the Luka Doncic trade, which is 368 days ago from right now, is the single worst trade in the history of sports. Period. Like, it's over at this point now. And it was pretty easy to tell, even in the moment when it happened, that this was going to be one of the worst trades of all time. Because Luka Doncic got traded. So you knew it was terrible in the moment. But you know, you never know how things are going to go. Maybe Anthony Davis is awesome. Maybe he can stay healthy. Maybe Kyrie Irving stays healthy. Maybe the two of them together can help Dallas, you know, with all their big men, right? And defense wins championships. You can maybe argue that it could have worked out for Dallas, even while acknowledging it was an asinine, ridiculous, ludicrous idea to trade Luka Doncic. But now, in the aftermath of all of it, surveying the wreckage, there can be no other reasonable opinion but to say it's the worst trade of all time. Because Luka is going to continue to be a star for the Lakers, and Anthony Davis is now a Washington Wizard. He's a wizard. If I'm Anthony Davis, I would rather be a wizard in Gryffindor, or Slytherin, or Ravenclaw, or those sons of bitches at Hufflepuff, than the Washington Wizards. I mean, Anthony Davis and some players for players and mostly picks from Washington to Dallas, it's the worst trade of all time. Period. Nico Harrison, like, I think he should have to stand trial for war crimes for this trade. And obviously, he's already been fired by Dallas. It's absolutely terrible. It's absolutely brutal. I mean, the fact that Davis is no longer on the Mavericks a year after this trade. Like, if you're a billionaire and you saw him manage to go broke in a year, and now he's, like, living on the streets of San Francisco next to the meth heads that we almost hit with our car on the way over here this morning. I don't understand how all of this is possible. Quick thought on the Wizards perspective. We're talking Washington Wizards in the open of the show Thursday morning of Super Bowl week. What a world. Just like, here's 10 seconds on the Wizards. I like it for the Wizards. Kept their first round pick in this year's draft. Anthony Davis, Trae Young with their young core. Like, they might be ready to cook next year in the Eastern Conference. Now, cook doesn't have to mean contend for an Eastern Conference title. But like, can they be a playoff team next year? Absolutely. They can be. So good on them. And also, like, somehow, some way, like, you remember I mentioned the billionaire who went broke and now he's living with the meth heads on the street? He stumbled into a bodega here on the streets of San Francisco, bought himself a scratch-off, and won $50 million. Because the Mavericks, with the 1.8% chance to win the lottery last year, win the draft lottery and get Cooper Flagg. So they lucked into Cooper Flagg. So you can actually say, like, I don't know if it's good that Anthony Davis gets traded, but they have financial flexibility now. Underneath the luxury tax, which fans don't really care about, but just saying, that's a big deal for Dallas and the Mavericks. And they have a young transcendent star who is absolutely on the way up in Cooper Flagg. So somehow, like, Dallas still has a bright future ahead of it, even in the wake of this absolute disaster of a trade. Nico Harrison, where is he right now? Should be Guantanamo Bay. Luka in L.A., Anthony Davis in our nation's capital. Just absolutely, absolutely brutal. Speaking of brutal, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, a Golden State Warriors futures better, I mean, what are you even thinking right now? Now, the season, for all intents and purposes, ended with the Jimmy Butler injury. When Jimmy Butler's out for the season, Golden State's absolutely got no hope. Look, like Mike Dunleavy and company were like, yo, maybe we'll try and get in the mix for Giannis. What does Golden State have to give? Draymond Green does the press conference. If this is it for me, it's been a great run. They're not getting Giannis. I mean, I guess they could surprise and get Giannis, but they made their move last night. The move, Jonathan Kuminga and Buddy Hield to Atlanta for Kristaps Porzingis. And like, I love, and I'm not criticizing outlets that do this, but when you get like the, wow, here's, now, here, look at this, everybody, look at the Golden State Warriors starting lineup now after this deal. Wow, it's awesome. Like Steph Curry, Pajemski, Moses Moody, Draymond Green, and Kristaps Porzingis, who's probably not going to play. Wow. Yeah, I'm sure the Oklahoma City Thunder are up late at night, sleepless, thinking about Kristaps Porzingis in the post. Al Horford, combined age 88. I'm sure the San Antonio Spurs are quaking in their boots. The Denver Nuggets are like, oh my God, well now. Oh, the Warriors got Porzingis, now we're screwed. And thank God, like, that the Kuminga saga is over. Enough. I'll tell you what, man. Or woman. That team's lucky Steph Curry's got, like, the patience of a saint. He should really ask out. They're done. He's not going to win again there. He's one of the greatest players ever. He should really ask out. I don't think he will, and it's lucky for Golden State that he won't. So if anything else happens in between now and the end of the show as it concerns NBA trades, we will obviously bring it to you here on You Better, You Bet. We did get a pretty important piece of news yesterday as it concerns Super Bowl 60. Which, you know, by the way, the big game coming up on Sunday with the Seahawks and the Patriots. Tons of great guests today. Best bets. My best bets coming up on the show tomorrow. And then again on the Sunday shows that I do, WFAN in New York, and then the two-hour national Westwood One show. So at our show sponsor, BetMGM, Seattle, a 4.5-point favorite. Total is 45.5. So it looks like we basically settled in this range. Seattle will be favored by more than 4 and less than 6. Total seems to have settled in between 44 and 47, smack dab in the middle, at 45.5. So Drake May practices yesterday for the Patriots. No big surprise. Like dealing with the shoulder injury, I don't think anyone expected Drake May would not play in the game. The big injury news from Wednesday, from yesterday, on the initial injury report for both teams, actually came from Seattle. And it's not the quarterback of the offense in Sam Darnold, who says his oblique is doing really well, and Darnold's obviously going to be good to go. Started against the Niners with the oblique, started against the Rams with the oblique, and they won both games and are favored in the Super Bowl. But one of the quarterbacks of their defense had to leave practice yesterday with an ankle injury. That is star rookie safety, great first name, Nick Emmanuori. Now, we don't yet know the severity of the injury for Nick Emmanuori. Apparently, imaging is going to be underdone. Underdone is not a word. He will undergo imaging. I think it's early here. He will undergo imaging. There are, like, fan videos, I believe, on social media of Emmanuori getting out of, like a team car and, like, limping into the hotel with this ankle injury. Now, my best guess is he's going to be good to go. They'll probably give him, some players before a game, some have like orange slices, maybe you eat a sandwich, whatever it is. Nick Emmanuori's pregame meal on Sunday will be a Toradol sandwich, like the painkiller hero. I think he's going to end up playing in this game, but this is hashtag worth monitoring. He's not Sam Darnold or JSN in terms of importance to the team, but he's kind of like the Kyle Hamilton of this defense, right? Someone who is capable of playing safety, coming up to the line of scrimmage, being a big nickel, rushing the passer. He's an absolute stud, one of the fulcrums of Mike McDonald's defense. And even if he plays, if he's not 100% healthy, I actually think it matters, given his importance level to the defense for the Seattle Seahawks. So we don't have all the information yet. Maybe he practices in full today. But I believe this is worth getting on everyone's radar. A couple days away from Super Bowl 60. Nick Emmanuori, a very important piece of Seattle's defense, leaving practice on Wednesday with an ankle injury. We're just getting started here. Tremendous Football Thursday, live from San Francisco, California, Radio Row. The parade of guests will start on the other side. A pair of stud receivers will join us. Tetteroa McMillan of the Carolina Panthers and Michael Pittman of the Indianapolis Colts. Here on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Westwood One!
We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8161
Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Let's get back to San Francisco for more You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, live from Media Row, only on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Live from Radio Row in San Francisco, California, Nick Costos here with you. My guest at this time, Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman. Michael, what's going on? Great to have you here.
Thank you. So I'm actually here on behalf of Toyota. Sorry about that.
You're good.
Yeah. They are putting on the Glow Up Classic, which is a flag football game for female youth athletes here, and they're like doing like some really great things, and I'm actually coaching in that.
That's awesome.
Later on tonight, so looking forward to that.
I'll ask you about it again, what you've got going on with Toyota at the end of the interview. You guys were having such an unbelievable start to the season, and I hate that like it's kind of tinged with negativity with how it ended. I have to start with this, and maybe it's just Daniel's injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell happened? You guys were absolutely rolling, and it all fell apart.
Yeah, no, I mean, a football team like isn't made up of one guy, but it definitely does hurt, like, when you lose your starting quarterback. And him being able to power through a broken leg.
He played on a broken leg.
Yeah. And like, he played well. And just him being able to power through that, like, just shows, like, how dedicated he is, like, to this team. And it's tough, like, just, like, to see a guy that works so hard just go down after he does tear his Achilles. So, just knowing that he's on his way back, and I think the Colts are going to do everything they can to re-sign him. I think it's going to work out for everybody.
Do you want Daniel Jones back as your quarterback next year?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. This will lead into a follow-up question, and I always say this with guys that come on the show, because I want to put you in a position where, like to do well, to say the right things,
yeah.
Right? I'm going to ask you about Anthony.
Yeah.
So, fourth overall pick a couple of years ago, and the sense was maybe it'll take a little bit, because he was so raw, doesn't have a ton of starts in college, or high school for that matter, but we think he's going to get there, and for whatever the reason, it hasn't worked out. Like, what do you kind of see for Anthony Richardson moving forward, and do you think his future is in Indianapolis if you think Daniel's going to be back as the starter?
Yeah, I mean, every player, like, has a different path. I mean, you've seen it with plenty of other quarterbacks. You see it with Sam Darnold. You've seen it with Daniel, where maybe somewhere else.
I'm a Giants fan. You don't have to tell me. Yeah.
Right? So like, just, like, maybe certain situations don't work out for certain players, but he could stay with the Colts and something may happen, like, in the future where he comes back and he could become the starter and go on to play for however long, like, as he can. But one thing that I know about Ant is he's super talented. He's got every single tool. He's willing to work hard, and he is a really good teammate. So
what do you think it is that then, and like, and I'm not disputing anything you're saying, but why hasn't been able to put together for him like a lot of people thought?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a ton of things that go into being a NFL quarterback, and like, I feel like I don't really have the qualifications to really pinpoint some, because I've never played that position. Like, quarterback is the hardest position, like, in all of sports, and that's why you see teams that don't necessarily have that guy, it's really hard to be a top team and not have that guy. So it's like I can't really pinpoint it, but I know that he's shown flashes of what he can do, and like, I think that Ant has everything still in front of him, and he can go on to play for as long as he wants to play.
Coming into this year, I think what people would have said about one of the teammates in your receiving core, Alec Pierce,
yeah,
is that he's just someone that runs really fast in a straight line and is a deep threat. And he showed this year, and look, like, I host the national, I'll be honest, like, I love, like, the minutia of the league. I pay attention to, like, I love it,
yeah.
Right? And what he was able to do this year, and you can obviously speak to this 500 million times better than me, but just an expanded route tree, right, where it's not just running really fast in a straight line. I think he's got, I'm sure you're smiling right now, I think you agree, he's one of the best receivers in the league. Like, you guys have got a lot of really good weapons. He's entering free agency. What do you think's going to happen with Alec Pierce this offseason?
Yeah, so I actually remember, I think it was like 2 years ago or maybe even like early last year.
Are you going to talk about the throw from Anthony down the field to him?
Oh, no. But that was a great throw.
Yeah.
But people were calling to trade Alec. And, like, the fans and, like, the media were all, like, just, like, down on him. And I just didn't know why, because everything that Alec had done up until that point, he had made his opportunities, right? Because, like, football is all about opportunities, right? And Alec got a bigger role. He got a bigger taste of that. And he was able to capitalize on it. And like, now, like, everybody's seeing, like, what he can actually do. And what's going to happen with Alec, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, his market is huge.
He's going to get a huge deal from somebody.
Yeah. So we're going to see. I was actually with him last night, and we went to dinner and hung out a bunch. So he's just kind of slow playing it. Like, I don't even think he knows what he's doing right now. But I know that he wants to be a Colt, and hopefully it works out that way.
Michael Pittman here with us on You Better You Bet. We'll talk about Toyota coming up in a moment. So from the outside, so Jim Irsay sadly passes away,
yeah,
right before the season. NFL legend, obviously, owner of the Indianapolis Colts. His daughter, Callie, takes over, right? And we see her on the sidelines, and
yeah,
she's doing these press conferences. And I said, and, like, it is all available publicly, I think she's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I love, like, you're smiling right now because you think the same thing, right? And I kind of, like, love everything about it. It feels like it's different from a lot of what's going on. Tell us about Callie Gordon-Ursay, what it's like playing for her, and does it, I guess it kind of comes across to you guys the same way it's coming across to us.
Yeah, I mean, Carly is probably the most involved owner in all of sports. I mean, she's there every single day. She's been sitting in meetings ever since I've been there. And
you like that or don't like it?
I mean, I think it's good because it keeps everybody accountable, like, from the top down. So coaches, players, staff, and
I'll bet you the coaches hate it. You don't have to say that. I'm just guessing.
But it's like I haven't seen that type of involvement from an owner. Now, like, granted, I've only been on one team, but, like, I hear guys who've never met their owner, right? And like, I have a conversation with her daily. Like, we're talking about, like, plays. Like, she's coming up to me and asking me about plays, like, in the game and practice and why things went this way that, like, usually, like, you don't see. And just, like, her willingness to listen to anybody, right, whether you're the starting quarterback or you are somebody that works in the kitchen staff, like, she values everybody in the same way.
Do you feel like, I feel like this is true, do you feel like you personally don't get enough credit for playing through injuries the way that you do?
I mean, like, I don't really, like, look at it like that. Like, I just kind of, the way that I go is
how messed up was your back last year?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, just,
and
like,
you're playing in these games. Like, I know you're a football player, but, like, it's kind of crazy, right?
Like, I just think that my teammates deserve my best, whether I'm 100% or whether I'm not, right? And, like, you get to a certain point, like, in the season where, like, nobody's healthy, right? So just being able to push through and just know that they're fighting with me just keeps me going. And also, we have a really great training staff. We got Aaron, Kyle Davis, Brian, Matt, Gray, and they just do everything that they can to, like, get us going. So we have a really great staff that helps us from day to day.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Patriots or Seahawks?
You know I can't say that.
Why not?
Because that's, like, the unwritten no-no. But
what do you think's going to win? It's fine.
I will say, after our season ended, I really thought that the Rams really had, like, a really good shot. But I guess we're all going to find out on Sunday, like, who wins this one.
Who do you think's going to win the game? This is not like that. This is not something terrible you're going to say.
I hope that Sam Darnold and Bayless Jones and Brandon Peely and Chenna win because they're all SC guys.
Love it. See, that was a politically correct answer. Last time, tell us what you're doing with our friends at Toyota.
Well, we touched on it briefly, but they're putting on this flag football game. It's called the Glow Up Classic, and it's for the all-star youth girls. And also, Toyota has contributed $3 million for youth athletics and has reached over 300,000 kids. They are also putting in permanent lights in Santa Clara. They are putting in permanent lights so kids can play and glow up for as long as that field stands.
Is Jordan Love doing stuff with you guys? Are you aware of the Toyotathon thing with Jordan Love? That when it's Toyotathon, Jordan Love starts throwing a million touchdowns?
Yeah, like, he's just a beast. So it's funny because me and him are actually from the same town. So we're from Bakersfield. But, so like, he has this thing going on, and whenever Toyotathon is, we don't want to play him. I just, like, during that time.
So funny, man. Yeah. Michael, appreciate it, man. You're a stud. Good luck coming up this season with Indianapolis. That was Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman. Also had a chance to have Carolina Panthers wide receiver Ted McMillan stop by after the show yesterday. Take a listen to that interview. It's not very often, and look, I don't know for a fact that this is going to happen, but I think so. It's great to be joined by the guy that I believe very shortly will be named Offensive Rookie of the Year in the National Football League, Tetteroa McMillan, T-Mac, joining us here on You Better You Bet, wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great, man.
I like that.
I'd like to start with this. I don't know how it happened, and I'm guilty of this too. Everybody throughout the draft process just started calling you Tet. I called you Tet the entire summer throughout the entire draft process on the show, and then it came out that you don't want to be called Tet, which is, it's your name, you can be called whatever you want. You like T-Mac. How the hell did Tet happen?
Hey, I have no idea. I don't know who came up with it, how it started. Yeah, that's no good, though. That's no good.
So you want to set the record straight. You can look into the camera and tell the people what you would like to be called.
Hey, man, y'all can either call me T-Mac, or y'all can give my name a real shot, Tetaroa.
Say it one more time for us.
Tetaroa.
Everyone's messing it up. Tetaroa. Did I get it right?
That's good enough.
It's okay, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think you'll be Offensive Rookie of the Year. You had an awesome season for the Panthers, and you guys almost beat the Rams in the wild card round in a pretty amazing game. Tell us about that game and what that meant for you guys moving forward in Carolina.
I mean, yeah, that was obviously a big game for us. First playoff game in 8 years or 7 years for the organization, the first home playoff game in 10 years. So big game for us. You know, a bunch of the legends came out to support us, so that was obviously good. And but, you know, it just gave us a sense of direction as far as where this team can go in the upcoming years. You know, now that we made the playoffs, we won the division, you know, that's kind of the standard now. And that was our message. It's just like, you know, we got to continue to do what we're doing.
There's a lot of people, despite you guys winning the division this year, almost beating the Rams in the playoffs, that still don't believe that Bryce is the guy to lead you guys moving forward. And I don't think anyone thinks Bryce is terrible, just that maybe he's not like a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You play, and I'll be honest, I'm not so sure about that, but you play with, I'm just being real with you, right? You played with him, you guys won a division, you almost won a playoff game against a team that a lot of people thought was one of the best in the league. What are your thoughts on Bryce Young moving forward and his potential in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I think Bryce is a good player and an even better person. You know, I feel like when he first came in the league, you know, he was kind of just thrown to the fire, you know, was set up was put in a bad situation, and in his third year, you know, he was able to make the playoffs, take this team to a playoff game. So, I mean, he's everything you can want in the team's quarterback, in your franchise quarterback. So, you know, a super humble dude that's puts the team first before himself. You know, he's one of those guys that people want to play for, and then at the same time, he's one of those guys that will play for others. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of Bryce for sure.
I want to give you my opinion on one of your teammates. And he was awesome in the wild card game. Jalen Coker. I think he's an absolute stud. And if he's able to stay healthy through the offseason, this offseason and next season, I think that the two of you, you on the outside, him in the slot, I think you guys are going to be absolutely dynamite. Do you feel that way about Jalen? Because I think that just like with fantasy football players, and you may think fantasy, still a lot of people love it, I think he's going to be a really popular guy this summer. I mean that sincerely. I'm not joking.
I hear you.
Do you know what they call themselves? Can I say this on the show? It's true. Everyone tweets it. They call themselves the Cokeheads.
Oh, the Cokeheads.
The Jalen Coker fans. Yeah,
yeah, no, I'm a big fan of him. As soon as I stepped on the team with the Panthers, you know, I really enjoyed his company and his presence, and, you know, what he brings to this offense and this team. You know, he's a real good player. Obviously, we got a steal. You know, he went undrafted, was able to pick him up, and I mean you see that the trust that Bryce has in him, you know, the trust that our coordinators have in him. You know, they believe in him and his talents and what he can bring to this offense. And, you know, I feel like we complement each other really well. And, you know, we'll see where it goes.
What do you guys need this offseason to take the Panthers to the next level in 2026 and beyond?
I mean, any piece that we can add to this team to create depth and make sure we go as far as we can, we'll take it. But I feel like, you know, we have enough in our building right now. You know, we have a lot that we can deal with and that we can do with it.
You know what I think is really stupid? I'm guessing, I don't even know if you're aware of this. Leading up to the draft, there was this, like, opinion or people would say about you that maybe, like, he's not going to put, this is, I'm not saying it's true, but people were saying this, right, leading up to the draft. There's so much out there, right, leading up to the draft. It's too much time that maybe he's not going to put the effort in or, like, the work's not going to be there. And then, like, the game start, and it's really obvious how good you were and how stupid all of that was. And I'm saying stupid, so you can if you want to. Did you hear any of that stuff leading up to the draft? Because it obviously proved to not be true. I think you're going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, you obviously you hear those kind of things. You know, it was all over social media and people were telling me, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, my job is not to prove anybody wrong. It's to prove the people that believe in me right. You know, the Panthers took a chance at me at 8 and, you know, definitely took a chance because, you know, everybody thought they were going to go a different route. You know, they didn't expect them to pick a receiver, and they did, and I appreciate them for it. And, you know, it was my job the whole season to pay them back, you know, to make sure that, you know, that they made the right decision. And
How much did the hand part of your tattoo, because I have a full sleeve also, I didn't get my hand. I have been told that that hurts the most. Did the hand hurt?
You can do it. The hand, not as bad as...
You use numbing cream or no?
Nah.
I did. Would you want to judge me for that?
No. I don't blame you at all.
Why didn't you?
He didn't have any numbing cream.
Dude. Come on, your first round pick in the NFL. You can't go to a tattoo artist that's got numbing cream, man. What is that?
No. I just know him that, you know, I'm a soldier, man. I got to sit through it.
See, I am not a soldier. I very much do not want to be a soldier. Numb this bad boy up and let's get going. Tell us what you're doing with our friends at Spam. I actually kind of want a shirt.
You want it? I mean, I believe if you go comment and like on the Spam account, you can win exclusive Spam versus everybody.
And just for the people that are not watching the show and are listening, the shirt says Spam versus everybody, and it is an awesome shirt. And actually, I got handed this. So this is, what are we calling this?
It's a Spam Musubi right here.
A Spam, what's it called? Spam what?
Musubi.
Spam Musubi. So this is like, it's like a sushi roll with Spam in it.
Oh.
Delicious.
Check it out. Yeah.
I will eat this whole thing, whether it's right now.
You hungry? It's good. I mean, it's a great snack for, you know, the big game on Sunday, too. So,
people think that athletes grind. I've been here since, like, 4 in the morning, interview after interview. I actually think I'm a soldier. Am I a soldier? I think I am.
You a soldier. You a soldier.
So tell us about Spam.
You know, I was fortunate enough to be the first NFL athlete to partner with Spam, and you know, something that I grew up on my whole life. You know, I even eat it to this day. You know, I'll probably eat it at the end of the day today. So, you know, something that I grew up on, and you know, very fortunate to be able to partner with a brand that, you know, I'm familiar with.
Are there we have more of these or no? Great.
No, you only get one.
I guess I'm not a general, I guess. Lower level soldier. T-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
Thank you very
man.
Much. Have a great offseason. I hope you win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Kill it in 26.
I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy that right there.
T-Mac joining us here on You Better You Bet, heading into year 2 with the Carolina Panthers. What's this called?
Spam Musubi, man.
Why can't I say this? It's delicious. More You Better You Bet on the other side.
All right.
Imagine a sports platform that talks with you, not at you. Your stories, your opinions, your one destination. This is Westwood One Sports.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. All your roles, fill them sooner. Need your match on
ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
By BetMGM.
The biggest game of the year calls for a boost pack that's just as big. BetMGM rolling out the Big Game Boost Pack, giving you 3 different ways to boost the odds on your next big game bet. Here's how it works. First, log in and your Big Game Boost Pack will be waiting for you. Next, add any big game bet to your bet slip and activate the boost token you want to use. And finally, if that bet hits with the token activated, you're getting extra winnings on top of your payout. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. And now, a conversation with Manti Te'o from Good Morning Football. One of the hosts of Good Morning Football, Good Morning Football Overtime, absolute stud. And I said it to him, Manti Te'o with us here on the show. I said it to him when he sat down. I need uglier people next to me because it makes me look way worse when I have you sitting next to me. Happy Super Bowl week. How's it going?
Man, it's been fun. Thanks first and foremost for the introduction. It's been a blast. This is actually my first time at Radio Row. What a time that it is for me to be a host on Good Morning Football, GMFB OT as well. It's just been a blast seeing a whole bunch of old faces, new faces. You know, it's just been an energy that I've been really, really enjoying.
Is this what you expect? This is my like 12th radio row. Is this what you expected it to be? Did it fall short of expectations, exceed expectations, take us through?
You know, Nick, I didn't have any expectations.
You're such a pro already because you're saying the host's name. That is such a pro move. You're already such a professional.
I was trained by the best, Kyle Brandt, you know, and Jamie Erdahl.
That's
shout out to
stuff,
them.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any expectations coming into this situation. All I knew is like, hey, Good Morning Football, we're going to be here, and we're going to be here for 4 hours, and then you're going to go around and have interviews. And so I was very, very optimistic about it. I was very excited about it. And I got to say, I didn't expect the vibe to be this high.
Oh,
you know, I've heard it's a madhouse. You know, there's so many people. I was like, it's been like a huge party.
Wait,
you
know, till Friday. It's insane on Friday. It is absolutely insane on Friday. So before we talk some football, and I want to get into your broadcasting career, I think something that's so fascinating, right, and I've talked about it this week on the show, you know, I'm on, you know, 9 to noon, and I live in New York, right?
So okay, Eastern.
Eastern.
Okay.
9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 local. So I'm on 6 to 9 local time.
Yes.
I'm staying on East Coast time. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Now, you do a national show that airs like East Coast time primarily, but also you're on West in the Coast. Entire country, and you guys are based in the West Coast. So take us through your morning, what that's like, when you wake up, and what a day in the life of Manti Te'o is like.
So we are live at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So the alarm goes off at 3. We have a production call at 3:30. I drive from Orange County, where I live, about 35 minutes to Inglewood, California. Our office is right next to SoFi Stadium. We are live at 5. We shoot live from 5 to 7, and then we have our syndicated show from 7 to 9.
Good morning, football overtime.
Good morning, football overtime. I'm usually home around 10-ish, which is the positive part about that. I'm usually missing all the traffic because nobody really is on the road at 3:30 in the morning. And then I get ready the next day. We start getting ready around 4 p.m. to get ready for the next day's show. But it's been a blast, man. I've always said it's a blessing to love what you do, but more importantly, love the people you do it with. And I love my Good Morning Football family. They've been a tremendous impact, had a tremendous impact on my career so far, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
What time do you go to bed?
So that's all predicated on my kids. Now, my wife is an MVP because I have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old.
I have a 2-year-old. I've got them. Yes. Same boat.
So you know how that is. And they like to stay up and all of that stuff. But we have a system where we'll start to take them upstairs around 7, get them all ready. I'm usually in bed by 8. I'll usually knock out around 8:30. And so I get a pretty good night of sleep, and then I'm ready to rock and roll the next day.
We'll talk about Super Bowl 60. We'll talk some ball here. But again, I'm fascinated to pick your brain on what it's been like as a broadcaster, right? What would you say is your favorite thing about being, and it can be the people you work with, it can be something else. What's your favorite thing about being on the air on Good Morning, which is an iconic brand?
Yes, we're a rather lax show. You know, we're not too heavy in the analytics of football and the X's and O's. The beautiful part about Good Morning Football is we balance football with pop culture, you know, current events that are happening in the world, and try to figure out a way to make that thing weave into a beautiful quilt that we can put on TV from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. That's what I love. I love who I work with. Jamie Erdahl and Kyle Brandt have become a brother and sister of mine, somebody who I would easily invite over to my house for a potluck. And it's just been a blast, bro. I love our show. I love who I work with.
Can you, for the people watching the show right now, can you bring your sleeve up a little bit, show them your tattoo? So that is, what is like the proper title for a tattoo?
A tattoo.
I have to tell you, I kind of wish like I were. I think these are, it's, and I'm a huge wrestling fan. Like the Romans got them and the whole Bloodlines got them.
Yep.
So I have Japanese tattoos, right? And I've thought about this, right? So this, my full sleeve, probably took 24 hours to finish. Not in a row, the full.
Okay, okay.
So 12 hours for the top and 12 hours for the bottom.
That's still a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
But that is way more intricate, even though this has color, than mine.
Yes.
How long did that full sleeve take to complete?
So mine goes all the way up to my shoulder as well. So
does it extend onto your chest or no?
No, so it ends right here. The first part took 8, second part took 7, and then the third part took 6. And that's just for the elbow up, and then from the elbow down took another, I believe it was 6 for the front, and then about 6 or 7 for the back.
So you're like almost 40 hours for that full sleeve.
Almost 40 hours. Obviously not all in a row. I actually got the top part done when I was a freshman in college, and I just got the bottom one done when I got married and started having my children.
Will you judge me for what I'm about to say? We'll find out. So for the bottom half of my full sleeve, I got it done recently. I used numbing cream.
No, bro.
You judge or no?
No, I'm not a judge. I'm not a judger of anything or anybody or any act. You know, it's just like, hey,
would you use numbing cream?
No, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't think about it. I was like, man, why would anybody enjoy sitting under that needle?
Okay, so
that
just begs an obvious follow-up question, Manti, which is, why did you choose to do that then?
Just because for me, being Polynesian, for me, understanding the culture, I always wanted to make sure that I did things as close to the cultural preference as possible, so that whenever asked, did you get it done? Yes, I got it done without numbing cream. It doesn't make me more of a macho. It doesn't make me more a meaner dude.
I kind of think it does, honestly.
Bro.
As someone who's used numbing cream, I kind of think it does.
Nah, bro. It looks beautiful. It's great. At the end of the day, bro, I'm representing my culture. You're representing something that's near and dear to you, and that's all that matters.
That's awesome. Who's going to win the Super Bowl and why?
I got the Seattle Seahawks, but I say that with a lot of caution.
Okay.
I think what the Patriots have with Mike Vrabel, with Josh McDaniels. I think the Patriots are a more consistent team than the Seattle Seahawks. I think the Seattle Seahawks are red hot. I think they are very explosive. But there is an aspect to them offensively through Sam Darnold, where if Sam Darnold's hot, there's no chance that the Patriots are going to win. If Sam Darnold is cold, look out. And so I do this, the Seattle Seahawks kind of edging in that regard, but I always keep going back and forth because of the experience that Mike Vrabel has and Josh McDaniels. They have over a decade of Super Bowl experience between the two of them. That is something that I don't think people pay a lot of attention to.
When you were watching the college football playoff reveal and Miami popped up on the screen, what did you think?
You know, honestly, I didn't really care too much about Miami or even Alabama getting in. It was, and this is no disrespect to the two smaller schools that got in.
Yeah, James Madison and Tulane.
Yeah,
I'll disrespect them, so you don't have to. No one wanted to see James Madison or Tulane in the cup. With all respect,
and that's no one
wants to see
to what they did and what they accomplished. What they accomplished was special. I will say that is the difference between football and basketball. This isn't March Madness. Like, you're not going to have a school come in there and all of a sudden upset an Alabama
or
upset Georgia. Like, that's just not going to happen in football, right?
So, especially now in the NIL era, it's not going to happen.
The teams that are at the top are there for a reason. And if you looked at it, if you wanted the 12 best teams in college football, Notre Dame was one of those 12.
And I can just give you some perspective. I feel like a lot of people felt that if a team was going to win that was not Ohio State or Indiana, it was going to be Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. And that was the year, right? So it was just, we made it to the national championship 2 years ago.
Yep.
We didn't make it to the college football playoff this year, but I think that the approach that Coach Marcus Freeman has had this year is like, hey, we can't blame nobody else but ourselves. We're the ones that lost those two games. So what can we do to not put ourselves in that position again? And I think he's going to do a phenomenal job.
I'm using this word. You don't have to. How do you feel about the fact that they're basically rigging it so that Notre Dame will make the playoff moving forward? If I were a Notre Dame fan, I'd absolutely love it.
You know, man, it's so funny. I think to a certain point, the higher powers that be were trying to make an example, and Notre Dame said, okay, if you're going to play that game, we're going to play it this way.
I love it.
And
it was just like,
if you're going to do this, we're going to do it this way. And I was proud of them.
One more time, promote everything you guys got going on. Good Morning Football, Good Morning Football Overtime. The show is sensational.
Catch us live on NFL Network, Good Morning Football, from 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we have our syndicated shows that broadcast everywhere in the country at random times. Tune into that. I mean, if you want to laugh, you want to learn a little about football and some storylines, we got it all.
You're crushing it, man. I'm so happy for you, man.
Thanks,
killing
Nick.
It in this role. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll catch up with you down the line.
I appreciate it. Thanks, brother.
Manti. Right after this.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Oh, hello, it's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers, like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed, and 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An Elite CompTIA certification.
Gold.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on